Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is scheduled to travel to Hackberry, Louisiana today to tour a liquefied natural gas export facility. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports the White House has been seeking ways to make it easier for businesses to build energy infrastructure projects.
President Trump's visit to Louisiana comes as China has announced a plan to increase tariffs on imports of U.S. liquefied natural gas. China raised the tariffs to 25% from 10% in retaliation for similar measures taken by the Trump administration against Chinese products. The trade dispute could have implications for the Louisiana export project and others like it because China is the world's second largest importer of LNG. Trump has said he believes the U.S. is well positioned to withstand a trade war with China. The rise in tariffs for U.S. LNG exports is set to begin on June 1st. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, The White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Russia for what's being called an attempt to repair relations. Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Pompeo was supposed to arrive a day earlier, but abruptly changed his plans to attend a foreign minister's meeting in Brussels. He's now in the Black Sea resort city of Sochi, where he's scheduled to meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, and reportedly President Vladimir Putin. U.S.-Russian differences over Iran, Venezuela, arms control, and Ukraine are all on the agenda, as is possible cooperation on counterterrorism and North Korea. Pompeo says he'll also raise the issue of Russian interference in the U.S. elections, charges his Russian hosts reject outright. Meanwhile, back in Washington, President Trump insisted there were plans to meet with Putin on the sidelines of the upcoming G20 summit in Japan this June. A Kremlin spokesman, however, says Washington has yet to make a formal request for the meeting. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
Attorney General William Barr is directing a federal prosecutor to examine the origins of the Russia probe. NPR's Giles Snyder reports this led to the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller.
The attorney general has named John Durham to lead the investigation. Durham is a U.S. attorney in Connecticut. He is a career prosecutor who is now being asked to determine if the FBI's intelligence collecting activities over the summer of 2016 were lawful and appropriate. President Trump has long accused the FBI of bias against his campaign.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. Flood warnings remain posted for much of the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers and their tributaries. It may be weeks before the high water subsides in some areas. The National Weather Service is warning that new storms will pull into Texas by tomorrow. That means more rain for areas already experiencing flooding, such as Houston. The storms are expected to move east into Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. You're listening to NPR. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has declared he's running for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. There are more than 20 Democrats running for the nomination. Bullock, a two-term Democrat, points out that he was reelected to office in his state in 2016, even though President Trump carried Montana by more than 20 points. Poland's foreign ministry has canceled a planned visit by an Israeli delegation. The move was prompted by the Israeli government. As Anna Noriskiewicz reports, the Israelis suggested it would raise the issue of restitution of property formerly owned by Jews.
The Polish government canceled the meeting after Israeli officials hinted that the compensation for lost property would be on the agenda. Poland was once home to the world's largest Jewish community. Nazi German occupiers murdered more than 90% of Polish Jews in Nazi German death camps during the Holocaust. Some Jewish organizations have been seeking restitution of the properties which were looted by Nazi Germans and later taken over by Poland's communist regime. The Polish government says that, as a victim of World War II, Poland carries no financial obligations. In the past couple of years, the two countries have been facing numerous diplomatic rows over history. For NPR News, I'm Anna Noriskiewicz in Berlin.
North Korea is demanding that the U.S. return a cargo ship that the U.S. seized last week. The U.S. says it was illegally exporting coal in violation of international sanctions. North Korea says the seizure of the vessel breaks the spirit of agreements that the two countries' leaders reached during a summit last summer in Singapore. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.